This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Oh, happy Friday to one and all within the sound of our voices as we come to you on WEEI Afternoons from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which of course is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on the F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. There's a beautiful gray one parked right outside of our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which thousands of people that are teaming into Fenway, and what a glorious, gorgeous scene it is outside of Fenway right now. Perfect day, gentlemen. Should be a perfect night. And because of some of the other festivities taking place in and around Fenway Park, Dan, Ted, and of course Fitzy here with you on WEEI Afternoons for the 5 o'clock hour. Ted, Friday nights have been a thing here at Fenway. There has been great energy. It's been a vibe. It's
great
been
games.
Scene. Great games, of course. Last big Friday night game was a few weeks ago when Andy said Criswell was going to drive a stake right through the vampiric heart of the season. Yep, and what did he do? Pitch the game of
Pitched
his life.
Gym, baby.
Two to one win in the ninth as well.
It'd be a few weeks before that, I got to see Sidney Raffaella hit.
You were there for that.
Hit a walk off in the bottom of the ninth.
I sent you a text begging you not to crush people, hugging them in celebration, because I figured you were probably just going to leap
it
up
was
and
great.
Go.
And I was I was in the section where all the race fans were, and they left all crying. It was awesome.
I lost a beer when he hit that home run. I was listening and I heard the phlegm dog call on the Red Sox radio network, and I reached over to grab it to grab a sip because I was nervous and I thought something was going to happen. And the second I heard swung on, and it was just Will Fleming.
Friday nights at Fenway have been awesome this year.
And look at this. This, like, Lansdowne is bopping right now.
Awesome,
it is just so nice to be a part of the scene. It's going to be a great night at the ballpark here. We're very excited to have you guys with us here in the 5 o'clock hour on WEEI. We got a lot of stuff coming up in our 5 o'clock segment. Called The Drive with Ted, Dan, and Fitzy. But first, let's just grab a call real quick. We've covered a broad assortment, a wide array of Boston topics from the scheduled release of the Boston Celtics, Steph Diggs, buy, sell, Drake May, tomorrow's big preseason game and more. But let's grab Mike in the car, if you don't mind, Brian, just to get things going before we get into The Drive. Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
What's up, gentlemen? Good to hear from you, as always.
You as well?
I was noticing Teddy part-time gets a little cranky towards the end of the work week, eh?
I get a little feisty. I can, you know, these guys say things that get like a burr in my saddle. So, yeah, every now and then, Mike, I get a little aggravated.
Oh, no worries. I love it. An angry Ted is a fun Ted. But anyways, reason why I called is it's just amazing to me how much the tone and tenor around the Patriots has changed in the last week. I mean, they had a couple of good practices and a good game against the Redskins, and everybody's bringing their win totals up. And then they have a tough week against one of the teams that was, you know, one of the better teams in the league last year. I mean, they had 14 wins before, you know, Sam Darnold turned into a pumpkin in the playoffs. But, I mean, Minnesota's a good team. So does really anybody expect that the Patriots were going to dominate them this week? Honestly, they've won four games the last 2 years. If they get to eight wins, I'm happy as a fan because it'll be a bloody miracle and it'll be a sign of improvement.
Mike, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks so much and have a great weekend. Now, there is a centered, balanced, and right-minded Pats fan.
Yeah. And I get it, Mike. I get it. There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. I guess it's just, you know, I don't know. You see the offensive line was atrocious in these, not just one practice against the Vikings, but two practices. And you go, okay, the offensive line's been an issue here for years, and so it's still an issue. It gets you a little bit frustrated, that's all. And then the defense got carved up by what essentially is a rookie quarterback. And so you go, oh, well, wait a minute. Now, are we having problems with defense? So those are just a couple of the storylines that propped up this week and I think have people concerned. That's it.
And the concern is valid, and not just because we love this team, not just because we propped up our expectations after Mike Vrabel came aboard, after they had a good free agency period, after they crushed the draft. No. And because, of course, then the rest of the national media had to hop on board, maybe putting a little excess weight on the fan wagon. Yes, expectations are high, but now we're watching them come back to earth, and we are reminded that it's going to be a process. You are not going to rebuild Rome or Foxborough despite all of the 17-foot-tall, 12-foot bronze beautiful statues of Tom Brady, Dan Ball, that you place outside of Gillette Stadium.
No, it's a point well taken. It's going to be a process. The process is painstaking, and I know people saw all the bluster during the offseason when things are just on paper and expected this quick turnaround, but it was never going to be that. So you're hoping for individual victories as the season gets going, and you hope that can lead to team victories later down the line.
Small victories, or as Bob told Dr. Leo Marvin, baby steps.
Absolutely.
That's what we'll be looking for, baby steps. Hey, speaking of which, let's stop taking baby steps. Let's take some big steps toward our 5 o'clock segment. Time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Say, if a radio program was paid in use of Sammy Hagar, we would be the richest program in FM radio history. God love you. All right, this is The Drive here on WEI Afternoons. At any point, if you'd like to text in your thoughts or give us a call, of course, you know the number, 617-779-7937. And we begin where we are situated right here at that beautiful place.
It's
right.
That good.
Extra,
it's that good.
Extra Hagar, baby. Yeah. There we go. I feel like I'm already in Cabo Wabo. So here we are, beautiful Fenway Park tonight. Big game, boys, for your Boston Red Sox, coming off of a road trip where they went 2-4. Two series that seemed very winnable. I think we had deemed that the San Diego series was the more frustrating of the two as well. But we took some positives away, like a nice start for Dustin May. And what we're looking for tonight would be a good start from Lucas Giolito. More on that in a moment. Let's talk about the manager. The manager, we believe, is not necessarily getting the love that he deserves or the consideration for the job that he has done this year. Dan, would you please, if you don't mind, share with us some of the statisticals as to who, or at least according to, I believe, ESPN, people believe the front runner for American League Manager of the Year. The Manager of the Year in the National League is done. The Brewers are going to win every single award. That's that. No talking back.
Right.
But as far as the American League, we get a chance, Ted, every week to talk to Alex Cora. We've seen 101 different lineup combinations. The drama with Rafael Devers. The different pitchers that have come through that have faltered, the bullpen issues, bringing up the rookies. He has done a masterclass of a job, yet Dan, he is not the front runner.
He is not. So John Schneider from the Toronto Blue Jays is your front runner, according to ESPN. Then it's A.J. Hinch of the Detroit Tigers, Joe Espada of the Astros, Dan Wilson of the Mariners, and then the duo, because Ron Washington had to step aside out in L.A. due to health issues, he and Ray Montgomery of the Angels round out your top five for Manager of the Year. And though I wouldn't necessarily put him as the front runner right now, to not have him as a top five candidate, despite everything that you just mentioned, 101 different lineups that they've rolled out. You've had players playing center field and second base in the same week. You've had injuries. You've had, I mean, at this point, two of your top four hitters are gone from this season between trading Devers and losing Casas for the year. And you're a better team than you've been really in the last 3 years. So the fact that he's not getting any love for navigating all of this and putting together a team that has a better culture, I would say, in more togetherness, if you want to call it that, than in years past, Ted, I'm extremely surprised that he's not getting any love there. I think he's absolutely deserved
it. And I forgot to mention, Ted, also, you lose your prized free agent who came in and taught the clubhouse how to act like adults and develop a winning culture. You lose the Saint of Brighton for almost 50 games in Bregman, and yet here he is back now, healthy and better than ever.
And I think, you know, part of it is just you can make good cases for the other guys that are in front of him. So, and who would have thought a few years ago that the top two lieutenants in the Astros cheating scandal, A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora, would be managing ball clubs that are doing pretty damn good in the American League. So that's very interesting. But I've kind of, you know, I've thought Alex was navigating what was a very difficult start to the season, I think, with Rafi Devers, which was a huge issue for this team. Bringing up, you know, young guys, Christian Camel, and then forcing him into positions that he hasn't really played, the injuries to Casas. And there was people were just really done with Cora. The expectations were so high, and you get a month and a half into it, it's not looking like you want. And I just, like, you know, people are saying he's not working as hard. He doesn't care as much. He's taking time off to go to his daughter's graduation. And I don't know. I just never felt the same way that a lot of those people did. And now he's being rewarded for that stick-to-itiveness, and good for him.
You know, I hate to say it. We're so lucky to have some great coaches here in town, and we're very lucky to have him as manager, as a regular interview here on this show and part of our Red Sox radio network. If people want to run this guy out of town, if people don't appreciate what they have in Alex Cora, accessible, intelligent, affable, baseball savvy, willing to get, and I've been thrown out five times for his team this year because he believes in him and reminds us all the time, hey, we got a good baseball team. Though the other team he told us was very good is in first place.
You know, what are the day-to-day kind of issues you might have with Alex Cora? Is it, oh, you left a pitcher in a little bit too long? That's going to happen in 162 games. Managers all throughout baseball, you could probably find instances, several of them throughout a year, where they're like, left a guy in a little bit too long. So, I mean, if that's the best thing you can come up with, I think, I don't think it's enough to really make much of an impact on how I think about Alex.
And my favorite response and retort to all of that is, okay, fine, let go of Alex Cora. Then what?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bob Vasquez, he won two games in a row, guy.
Right, exactly. So, of course, you know, that absolves everything else that was wrong with the team, with the bullpen usage while he was doing that. People throw Veritek in there. He's been a manager, zero games. Yeah. So you're getting a guy who's never done it before. People would throw Bailey in that same conversation. Same answer. So he is regarded among the absolute best at what he does in Major League Baseball. And if you fired Alex Cora, 15 teams would fire their manager to get Alex Cora tomorrow, and that is everything I need to hear.
And you know what? And what manager would want to come here is like, why are you firing Alex Cora?
Right.
So this is an organization. If you're firing Alex Cora, I'm not sure I want to work for that organization.
Right.
Yeah, let the New York Knicks fire people that took you to the playoffs and managed a dumpster fire and brought you your best record in a quarter century. One of the things, though, that could be dogging Alex Cora on a national level, not outside of here, because if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, and we're Boston sports, and we're always best when we have a gate or a scandal, could be the way other people have scrutinized the Red Sox this year regarding the possible procurement, if you will, of signs, iPads, coach placement. We had a chance to talk to Alex Cora about that earlier this week, and he addressed it, and he came right face front around it. Could you hear me the audio, Brian?
Alex, there has been an influx of criticisms or stories about how you guys are handling your scouting of opposing pitchers and what they are throwing.
You prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life, and you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that.
So there you go. Not only does he have to deal with the lineup changes, the integration of the rookies, the Rafael Devers drama, one of the most dogged and scrutinous media bases in the entirety of baseball America, let alone professional North American sports. Now you got this that you have to deal with as well. And how does Alex Cora choose to address it? Not like, not talking about that. We're under that. No, right. No. He just
head on.
I own it. Head on. Boom. Embraces it like a man.
There's nowhere else to go when you deal with it head on. I mean, he's dealt with it, so it's not like surprising. But what he's basically saying is, it's not the 2017 Houston Astros. He's basically saying the rules have made it such that you can't cheat anymore. Like, how do you do what the Astros? I mean, it's all in the ear, and they can, if you're everybody's dealing with the same stuff. They all have iPads. They all have the equipment in the ears, so they're not doing signals anymore. So there's no more avenues to gain an edge. Everybody has the same information, and so who's best at, you know, procuring that information to their benefit is the teams that are, you know, gonna win more times than not.
And what if, God forbid, he's also just a former player with an intuitive knack of jumping onto people's tendencies and ticks. Yeah. Is that allowed, Dan? Is that okay still to actually, you know, be good at baseball things?
And to Ted's point, because the league is more or less cheat-proofed the game in recent years with the pitch com and things like that, it does just come down to your baseball intelligence and things that you picked up playing the game, and those who have it versus those who are not. Not really something that you can teach on the fly. So another in a long line of reasons why those that do not like Alex Cora, I simply do not understand.
Do you know all I do when I would watch film? We watch film of the opponent. Okay, they everybody runs the same plays, but what am I watching film of an opponent leading up to a game for? I'm watching to see if I can find a tendency. Does the left guard like to put his back right foot down a little bit further back when he's pulling versus when it's a direct run?
Right.
Like little things.
Your version of your arm, your glove, like that, those kind of things.
It's the same kind of thing.
Right.
So am I cheating? No. Am I just doing a better job than maybe the other guy at scouting my opponent? Yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
And before we get into football, real quick, I just would like to also point out that tonight, Red Sox should have the advantage all weekend long against the Marlins, though these are not the same Marlins from earlier in the season that were a complete dumpster fire in a $2 billion stadium that was empty every night. They're now only five games under .500. They've played much better baseball, and their pitcher, Sandy Alcantara, has been pitching much better as well. Some of us may be a little concerned that he may want to come out tonight and have a prove-it start, like, hey, you guys should have come and gotten me. That could make things interesting. But I'm going to be more focused on our starting pitcher tonight, Lucas Giolito, because we're very concerned, or at least, what would you say? Would you guys say very mildly or sort of concerned about how the two and the three have pitched lately with Bayo and Giolito? You're very?
Yeah. I'm very, because there's these guys haven't pitched as much. They haven't pitched as much as they were pitching this year. And now the games get tougher, you know, more just more serious. And that was what everybody wanted at the trade deadline, was a number two or three starter. They didn't do it. So now the exposure on the second, third, fourth pitchers for the Red Sox are going to come under more scrutiny.
I'm going to split them up real quick. Yep. Bayo, I'm not overly concerned about.
Same.
I still think there's a big enough sample size since last year's All-Star break of him being a kind of a mid-3 ERA, a six innings, three runs kind of guy.
He did a few weeks ago enter the top 10 in the American League in ERA.
Which is awesome.
Oh, wow.
And so I think he's on a championship caliber team, a guy I probably want as my number three. Giolito did not pitch at all last year, so I would absolutely not be surprised by him wearing out a bit when September comes around.
And here's the concern, Ted. Though he was absolute money, nails, aces, lights out heading into the All-Star break, last five starts, three times he's given up four runs or more and hasn't gone longer than six innings. So that's why this is a big one tonight. If Alcantara's great, you've got to meet that great, and you've got to remind your manager, you've got to remind your clubhouse and your dugout and your fan base, I'm not just the guy post All-Star break.
So if he doesn't, who's our two?
Well, I mean,
We need two.
It's going to be Crochet and Bayo, and then we now have to fumble
around.
But
Bayo's
better
as a three.
Right.
He is, but he's going to have to be the two because Giolito has been a three at best.
That's why it's a serious problem.
And if he spits the bit, it is. Most definitely. If he spits the bit, now we're talking about, is it going to be Buehler or May? Or do we call up Kyle Harrison?
Right.
That's what people are going to start to wonder.
And everything goes back to what, Ted? You've said this time and time again. The trade deadline.
Yep. Son of a digs.
Yep.
Speaking of which, we had a chance to talk to our old pal Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal in the 3 o'clock hour today, talking some Patriots. We were all eyes focused on the 2 days of joint practices against the Minnesota Vikings, who I think we can all agree won those 2 days. They are a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. And we were able to address a couple things with him, like Drake May and Stephon Diggs. And I want to get to the Drake May cut first, Brian, if you don't mind. There's this idea, like, with the offensive line issues the Patriots have had and with some of their developmental issues on the offensive side, integrating the new playbook for McDaniels and such, that Drake May is going to struggle a little bit. But we should be pretty hype around here. But I asked him a question. If maybe, just maybe, the outside media was more hype on Drake May than we are around here because we're seeing some of the struggles. And Mike gave us a great answer.
And I would just say, I do have that leaning, like, all right, show me. Like, there was a lot of good stuff on tape. You won one game. You melted down a couple of times in close game, late situations. And then, of course, you had the game against Tennessee where you didn't until you did in overtime. So, like, yeah, I want to see him take that next step and, like, show me in the fourth quarter that you're the man, because that we know a lot of games come down to that, and we don't have great evidence and limited evidence of him doing.
The most logical place to go, Ted Johnson, to you. You prepared for a lot of preseason games. They used to actually play four during your time as well before they cut it down to three. What do you want to or need to see from Drake May tomorrow with his line still trying to come together in the face of that pass rush that was a whole face full of purple for him this week? And with the eyes of Pats Nation that are watching live, mostly DVR'd, hoping to see some offensive growth.
Yeah, look, I'd like to see better ball security. Obviously, that was an issue in the first game. I'd like to see the ball come out faster so that he's not having to run around and maybe exposing himself to getting strip sacked. I'd like to see more passes in the intermediate to deeper levels as opposed to just dumping it off. Okay, like, I get it. You know what? And Josh is going to beat in those. If the read's not there down the field, then check it down. That's fine. But can we see some 15-yard in cuts completed? Can we see some post routes completed? I'd like to see a deep ball up the right side, which to me is his best route, completed. That would be great. And I hopefully get an opportunity to see him perform in the 2-minute drill. The 2-minute drill is what to me separated Brady from Bledsoe early in their careers, how good Brady was at it. I'd like to see him be good, and if not great, at that 2-minute situation. So I hope to see that in this game as well.
And of course, we couldn't have an interview talking Patriots without addressing the topic of the week outside of the offensive line and Drake May. Brian, if you wouldn't mind the cut from Giardi on Stephon Diggs.
So I'm laughing because I just think that this is, if you paid attention to, I think I was sort of like the lone voice in the wilderness because everybody was so excited to get, you know, the quote unquote number one. This is who he is. He's not because he's 31 headed to 32. He's not going to change. He still views himself as an elite player. He still views himself in that conversation with all those guys that we would talk about, the AJ Browns and the Jamar Chases and the Justin Jeffersons, even though maybe evidence in the last couple of years tells you that's not what he is.
So he's not going to be AJ Brown. He's not Jamar Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. I'm not looking for him to be those guys and be that level of talent. But Ted, what does he need to be a plus level signing?
Well, the problem is with what he's saying is that he thinks he is. So it's right. We all know he's not the best of the best, but in his mind, he thinks he is. So he acts in a way that he acts as if he's the top receiver in that. So that comes with a lot of problems. Look, if you got, I mean, ideally you get 80, 85 catches, you know, 1,000 yards, 7 to 10 touchdowns. That would be phenomenal. That's wide receiver one stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he is wide receiver one stuff. I really don't. I think he's a notch below that. So, you know, at the end of the day, if he gives you 60 to 75 catches for 700 to 800 yards with 5 touchdowns to 7 touchdowns, I'd say it wasn't a waste of money, but we could have gotten more out of him.
So is that good ROI to you as far as Diggs goes?
If he's a good teammate behind the scenes and he's not a pain in the ass and he leads guys and guys follow him, then I'll be okay with the lesser production if he's all those things off the field.
Probably won't see him out there tomorrow. We're hoping we see Drake May for up to a half as well. And also we hope we see him on his own 2 feet for that half as well. Diggs, we probably won't see until the season debut, Sunday, September 7th, 1 o'clock at Gillette against the Raiders. Okay, those are some of the things that we were talking about, the hot button topics today on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you on The Drive as we come to you from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which conveniently enough is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on the F-Series, the official truck of the Red Sox. And hurry to go grab a drink or use the restroom real quick in just moments during our commercial break, because you're not going to want to go anywhere. Bradfoe joins the show here on WEI Afternoons for some fresh Sox talk. But before that, let's hit you with some trending sports news courtesy of Dan Ball.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox begin a 5-game homestand tonight. They open up a 3-game series against the Miami Marlins. First pitch this evening is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start against Sandy Alcantara. Here's your lineup for tonight as Roman Anthony leads off. He's your DH. Alex Bregman is at third. Jaron Duran in left. Trevor Story at short. Willy Abreu out in right, with Romy Gonzalez at second. Abraham Toro at first. Seydon Rafaela in center. And Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Sean McDonough have the call of the series. The Patriots had a walkthrough today as they continue their preparations for their second preseason game. They take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. From around the league, 2 preseason games on the schedule tonight. The Titans visit the Falcons at 7 p.m. and the Chiefs visit the Seahawks at 10. Both games will be televised on NFL Network. The Revolution host Los Angeles FC tomorrow night at Gillette. Kickoff is at 7:30. The Celtics have signed Amari Williams to a 2-way contract. And finally, Braintree American Little League will play their second game in Williamsport tomorrow afternoon. They face Lamar Little League out of Texas at 3 p.m. on ESPN. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up live from Fenway Park right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.